All right, listener, you ever get this like urge to create something incredible, like to gather a crowd and just orchestrate this unforgettable experience?
It's a powerful feeling, right?
Totally. And that's exactly what we're diving into today. We've got your document, creating impactful, memorable events.
Ooh, I like where this is going.
Yeah, we're going to uncover those secrets behind successful festivals, conferences, the whole shebang.
And believe me, there's a lot more to it than meets the eye. One of the things that really jumped out at me from this document was just how much emphasis they put on the sheer complexity of pulling off an event, especially a large-scale one.
Yeah, it's not just about like booking a big name and hoping for the best, is
Not at all.
it?
This document dives headfirst into that. It's almost like they're trying to give you a healthy dose of anxiety up front.
Which, let's be honest, is kind of warranted, right? I mean, it seems like every other week there's a news story about some conference gone totally
Oh,
haywire.
absolutely. Or a festival that turns into a logistical nightmare.
I'm already feeling a little stressed just thinking about it.
And you know what? That anxiety is not a bad place to start
Yeah.
because it highlights what this document is really emphasizing: meticulous planning, anticipating those potential pitfalls before they even happen.
So we're talking logistical hiccups, frustrated attendees, even like long-term damage to your reputation.
All of that and more. It's not just, fear-mongering. These are real cautionary tales. This is serious business.
Okay, so we're not talking about like throwing a casual backyard barbecue here.
No. This is the big leagues.
But then how does all this apply to someone who's not out there planning the next Burning Man?
And that's the beauty of it. While they focus on the big, large-scale events, the principles, they translate down to any gathering you can think of, big or small.
So whether we're talking about a small business conference, a local film festival, heck, even a family reunion,
It's all relevant.
understanding what makes a successful event, like those core building blocks, that's crucial no matter what you're planning.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that even something that seems simple on the surface, like it still has all these moving parts you got to think about.
Yeah.
And if you don't navigate those logistical challenges effectively, well, things can unravel pretty quickly.
And no one wants that. Now, one thing this document keeps coming back to is this idea of creating a memorable attendee experience, which sounds fantastic in theory, but what does that even look like in practice? Are we talking about like fancy swag bags and gourmet catering?
That's where it gets really interesting, because it's about so much more than just the superficial stuff. You have to craft an experience that actually resonates with people on a deeper level. Think about events you've been to that have really stuck with you over the years.
Yeah.
It's rarely just about the information presented, right?
Totally. It's that overall feeling, the connections you make, those unexpected moments. That's what turns an ordinary event into something special.
Exactly. And this document emphasizes thoughtful design in every single aspect, from the initial invitation to the final farewell.
Yeah.
You're creating an experience, and every detail matters.
So that includes the like smooth registration process, clear signage, even having decent coffee, the little things.
All of it contributes. It's about creating this cohesive, engaging experience that draws people in.
Okay, but let's be real for a second. A good chunk of this document feels kind of like a sales pitch for Latin Flash, the company behind it. Are we just reading a glorified marketing brochure?
There's definitely an element of that, you're right. But even within what's clearly a sales pitch, there are these nuggets of wisdom. Take, for instance, the way they emphasize the absolute necessity of targeted promotion.
Yeah, you got to reach the right people, right?
Exactly. They hammer home this point about truly understanding your audience, their interests, how they behave online, and using that knowledge to tailor your promotional efforts. If you don't, even the most meticulously planned event is going to fall flat. It's like baking a cake. You need the right ingredients in the right proportions to create something delicious.
Oh, I like that analogy.
You wouldn't use a recipe for a chocolate cake if you were trying to bake, say, a red velvet one, right? Ingredients matter.
And you definitely wouldn't promote like a heavy metal concert the same way you'd promote a knitting convention.
Precisely. It's all about understanding your audience and tailoring your approach accordingly. And they talk about this multi-channel strategy.
Multi-channel strategy. Okay, tell me more about that. What does that even mean in the context of event planning? Okay. Multi-channel strategy. So you're saying we need to think about all the different ways we can reach people. Like what? Give me some real-world examples.
All right, so imagine you're organizing a tech conference, right?
Okay, tech conference.
You could be using something like LinkedIn to target professionals in that industry.
Right, makes sense.
Then you've got Twitter for those real-time updates, announcements, that sort of thing.
Keep people in the loop.
Exactly. And you could even partner with relevant podcasts, you know.
It's like the one we're doing right now.
See? You get it. Reaching that niche audience, that's powerful.
It's like a, what do you call it? A perfectly synchronized marketing symphony.
I love that.
Each instrument playing its part to create this harmonious whole.
Yes. And what this document really emphasizes, even with its salesy undertones, is that no single channel is the be-all and end-all. It's about finding that right mix for your specific event and your target audience.
Okay, I'm getting that. Finding that perfect recipe. But they also talk about, like, the on-site operations.
Oh, absolutely. The nitty-gritty.
Because what happens during the event is just as important as all the planning beforehand.
Couldn't agree more.
I've definitely been to events where, like, things just felt chaotic.
Oh, I've been there.
Disorganized. And it just kind of put a damper on the whole thing.
Totally. And this is where their expertise, even as a company trying to sell their services, shines through. They highlight the critical need for a dedicated on-site management team.
Dedicated. Okay.
Think of it like the stage crew of a theatrical production, right?
Right.
They're working behind the scenes to make sure everything runs smoothly, that there aren't any hiccups.
Because let's be honest, nothing kills the vibe faster than like a crazy long registration line, a confusing floor plan, or God forbid, a microphone malfunction during a keynote speech.
Oh, the worst. And, you know, they're not just talking about preventing disasters here. It's about that proactive planning to create a genuinely smooth and enjoyable experience.
So thinking about things like clear signage.
Yes.
Having staff available to help.
Absolutely.
Even just like thinking about the flow of foot traffic.
Those details, they make all the difference.
It's like they're saying good event planning is invisible, right?
That's a great way to put it.
If everything runs perfectly, nobody really notices all the effort that went into it.
Exactly. That's the hallmark. This document is basically arguing that the experience should feel effortless for the attendees, even if it takes a ton of work behind the scenes.
Right, right. Effortless for them, maybe not so effortless for us.
Maybe, maybe.
Might worth it.
So we've talked about the pre-event planning, the on-site execution. What about afterwards? That post-event follow-up.
Ooh, the after party.
Well, not exactly a party, but you're getting warm. It's an often overlooked but critical phase, and it's where you really get to solidify those connections, turn those attendees into loyal fans.
Okay, so how do we do that? I mean, what are we supposed to do? Send everyone a fruit basket?
A fruit basket? I mean, you could, but this document highlights things like gathering feedback through surveys.
Oh, yeah, surveys.
Sharing photos and highlights on social media.
Keep that buzz going.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And even something as simple as sending personalized thank you notes. It's all about continuing that conversation you started at the event.
And capitalizing on the momentum you've built, right? I imagine this is also the perfect time to start getting people excited for next year's event.
Absolutely. They're very clear that the post-event phase is not the finish line. It's more like a springboard for the future. By analyzing the feedback, seeing what kind of engagement you got, reflecting on what worked and what didn't, you can refine your strategy and make the next event even better.
It's a continuous cycle, isn't it? Planning, execution, reflection, improvement, like the scientific method of event planning.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of improvement, there's one more crucial point this document raises that I think deserves its own spotlight.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Lay it on me. What's this crucial point? Okay, I'm intrigued. Lay it on me. What's this crucial point?
Well, they make a really big deal about the human element.
The human element. All right. So are we talking about like building a team of empathetic robots to handle event registration?
Aha, I wish. No, it's actually a lot more fundamental than that. It's about remembering that at their core, events are about connecting with people.
Yeah, I can definitely get behind that. I mean, we've all been to those events where it feels like, you know, the organizers were just going through the motions, like they were checking boxes, but not really infusing any heart into it.
Exactly. And this document really argues that it's that human touch, you know, infusing that into every aspect of the event, from the big picture stuff down to the smallest detail.
That's what makes it unforgettable.
Yes.
Okay, so how do we do that? How do you take this kind of abstract idea, this human touch, and actually like translate it into concrete actions? What's the secret sauce?
Well, I think the first ingredient has got to be empathy. It's about really truly understanding your audience, not just as like a demographic.
Right.
But as individuals with their own motivations, their own desires.
So what are they hoping to gain from coming to this event? What kind of environment is going to make them feel welcome and engaged and connected?
Exactly. You're thinking like an attendee, and once you have that understanding, then it's about translating that into action, which could be something as simple as, like, you know, having friendly and approachable staff, making sure your communication is super clear and concise, or creating those opportunities for attendees to connect with each other in a meaningful way.
Oh, and I'm also a huge believer in those small gestures, you know?
Oh, tell me more.
Like a handwritten welcome note, or a really thoughtful gift bag, or even just like a strategically placed bowl of candy.
It's amazing how those little touches can make people feel seen.
Totally.
And, you know, this document brought up something else. The power of storytelling.
Ooh, storytelling.
Which ties so beautifully into this idea of the human experience, right?
Yeah.
So weaving narratives into your event, whether it's through the speakers you choose or the visuals that you use, even the overall theme.
It's like setting the stage.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it helps create that emotional connection that resonates with people.
Because stories, they just have this incredible ability to make information, you know, relatable and memorable. It's like, right, instead of just presenting facts and figures, you're creating an experience.
Yes. And you're turning those attendees from passive observers into active participants.
I like that.
And that's what this whole deep dive boils down to.
Yeah. Know?
Whether you're organizing a music festival or a business conference or even just a small community gathering.
Approach it with that human-centered mindset.
Exactly.
So if our listener takes away just three things from this deep dive, what should they be?
All right. Number one, respect the complexity of event planning, even a seemingly simple event. It requires meticulous attention to detail and a solid understanding of the fundamentals.
Okay, number two.
Prioritize the attendee experience above all else. It's not just about the logistics. It's about creating an experience that truly resonates with people, make them feel something.
Yeah, and the third and final takeaway.
Never underestimate the power of the human element. Connect with your audience, tell those compelling stories, and create an environment where people feel welcome, engaged, and inspired.
Those are some seriously valuable takeaways. And you know what? This whole conversation got me thinking, listener, what's the most memorable event you've ever been to? What made it so special? Hold on to that feeling as you plan your own events, because at the end of the day, it's those human connections, those shared experiences that make an event truly unforgettable. And that's a wrap on this deep dive into the world of event planning. Until next time, stay curious, keep learning, and as always, thanks for taking this deep dive with us.